I am joined this morning by none other than sexologist Alessandra. You're currently on our screens as part of the hit television show Maths. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
How lucky can I be, huh? First time in Australia and I end up on Maths.
And here you are. We've already seen a bit of your work on the show with some of the couples, and some took to it very well. Others found it a little bit confronting. Is that common with your work, that it's easy for some and a little bit more difficult for others?
Yes, absolutely. I think for most people, it's going to be difficult. And just to clarify, what you see on Maths is not necessarily the work that I would do in a clinical setting. We are, of course, doing reality television, and it's television and we need to televise things.
So true.
But just the mere act and being in the position of really opening up and talking about your sexual needs, wants, desires, what your turn-ons are, what your preferences are, that's all very intimidating for a lot of people. It's scary. People are afraid of being judged. And it makes people feel very vulnerable. So whenever people are in a situation where they're working with me, of course, for many people, it's going to be uncomfortable. It wasn't necessarily like a therapeutic session or anything like that.
Like a taste of your work in this setting. How important is it to have that conversation for any couples that might be listening right now? Is that a huge part of having a healthy sexual relationship with your partner?
I really think it is. I think there's so many things that need to be addressed and just kind of discussed and explored in terms of sexuality. Not only in terms of, you know, particular techniques or things that you like in bed or ways of caressing or just not only those practical important things, but also if you look at Maths, just this season, we had a big controversy between Samantha and Cameron, who were intimate very early on in their relationship during the honeymoon. And, you know, that's a great example of incredibly different ideas and expectations surrounding, you know, the meaning of sex within that context at that time. And they both had their expectations shattered, and they've had a very difficult time coming back from simply not having the discussion before going into the action. So I think it's very important in terms of expectations, even in terms of health and, you know, deciding what to do with contraception and protection. And a lot of things need to be talked about in terms of sexuality. So, yes, I'm a big proponent of the conversations being had naturally and normally in life, not only, you know, sit down to have the talk with your partner. I think it just kind of needs to flow and be an ongoing conversation.
Oh, I totally agree. I feel like having you on television in that mainstream time slot is really, really good, because you're right, that conversation should be had, and it is a little bit uncomfortable, especially if it's someone new that you're just meeting. You don't really want to just jump into that conversation about sex, but everything you've just said then is so absolutely true. Now, if we're talking about the exercises that we've seen on our screens so far, one of my favourites was the eye gazing, because that is so intimate.
Yes. It's very difficult to do, the exercise. And with some of the participants going in, it was interesting to see how some of the men in particular were so just taken and charged by that exercise. They were emotionally provoked and had reactions to that kind of closeness. And it's something where, you know, you take it for granted, but just really sitting there and taking in the person that you're with, there, you know, I go into the explanation of how the breathing oftentimes becomes synchronized. It's very, it's an exercise that is reminiscent of the type of exercises you would do in a tantric sex workshop or whatnot. The idea to generate the connection and to just really be present and to ease into and be able to accept of the other person and have them be accepting of you, the energy interaction that's going on there. It's very powerful, and it can be very emotional too. So it brings about emotional closeness for the couples.
It's a really good way to help build on chemistry as well. I know that a lot of actors use that technique if maybe they're thrown into a scene and they don't really know their scene partner too well, and they have to be intimate. I know the eye gazing techniques are lent on a lot in that space. But I'm interested on your thoughts around sexual chemistry. Do you think that sexual chemistry can be built without attraction, or does there have to be that spark to start with?
I think attraction needs to be there, but how we define attraction and when it pops into our register, that's a different story. Some people, you know, will meet and immediately be, you know, drawn to the other person and find them incredibly attractive right off the bat. And it's this incredible chemistry and you can just kind of energetically feel it. And other people, you see, they've made me have friendships for years. Mm. And one good day, something shifts and, you know, a spark is created. So there's no rule. And I think that's one of the things that's so interesting about this experiment and the participants going into it and just kind of putting themselves in the hands of others, so to speak, you know, is the fact that we're used to going with what we feel right off the bat and then sometimes being surprised. But here, you really don't know if maybe it can be developed over time, you know, focusing on the compatibility and on other factors that strengthen relationships, or if sometimes it's just the magic that happens. So the participants all know this and they go into it. And that's one of the questions that I asked in my first interview with all the participants. Like, how do you feel about the chemistry? Are you more in life of a slow burn or like an immediate spark? And what is your expectation going into the experiment? And a lot of them were trying to work in their minds how to be open to a different experience and allowing for that maybe to be entirely different than what they have experienced so far.
I think it's interesting too because, you know, it's very easy to be attracted to someone's physical appearance and maybe that person isn't sort of the right fit for you, but this person over here has got all the boxes ticked, but maybe they're not the sort of person you're attracted to. I think the experiment really leans into that, and it's really cool to see these people put into a really intense scenario. And obviously having you on the show now, it's a really great way to acknowledge that and also look at the shifts and how you can improve that chemistry and work on the sexual relationship that you have with these different exercises. What can we expect for the remainder of Intimacy Week?
I think you can expect the unexpected. I think the participants are thrown into a series of situations they were not expecting. I think some were moved when they really weren't expecting to be moved. I think some were expecting things to be easy and then they weren't. And I think some people, you know, had great breakthroughs and others just could not handle. And when there's cracks and things can highlight those cracks, sometimes that's all you can see. So I think a little bit of everything happens with our couples by focusing like an entire week of exercises and discussions and just kind of even bringing it up officially as part of what needs to be taken into account when managing a romantic long-term relationship. I think it's really awesome.
Is that what you would like the viewers to take away from this week?
Yes, I would like for people to take away, okay, let's talk about and normalize what we all know is normal.
Yes.
It nourishes relationships. It's a big, big aspect of our lives.
Oh, so true.
So why not discuss it in the realm of a marriage or a construction of a relationship like we're doing in the experiment?
Well, we've all certainly got something to learn from you, Alessandra. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Tune in. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You can catch Alessandra tonight on Channel 9 at 7:30 as Married at First Sight continues.